Shabbos Per Gimel, Mishnah Base, 3-2. This Mishnah continues on where the previous Mishnah ended. We're talking about ovens and using them on Shabbos. So here we're talking about a tanur. A tanur, in contrast to the kira of the previous Mishnah, is much hotter. It's much more effective at heating and maintaining its heat. The reason why is because the kira of the previous Mishnah was sort of a big prism, like a rectangular-shaped stovetop where you had wood burning inside at the bottom. It was cemented to the ground, and then on top you had two openings for two pots, so it wasn't so concentrated. The tanur, in contrast, of our Mishnah is very intense and very concentrated. It's wide at the bottom, cemented to the ground, and the heat goes in there, the fire burns, and then on top it's narrow, and it comes to almost like a point, so it's like, think of it as like a cone that's been chopped over the top. The technical name for that, if you care, is that shape is called a frustum, frustum. And in any case, so on top of the tanur, you put one single pot, and since there's a large fire burning at the bottom, it's much more intense. And that being the case, the halachas of the tanur are much more strict than that of the kira. The Mishnah says, tanur, if you have such an oven, shehisikua bakash uguvava, even if its heat source is that straw under other kindling, the things that burn out very quickly, even so, lo yiten bein mitocho bein malgabav, you cannot use it on Shabbos, according to the reading of the Chachamim, that yiten in the previous Mishnah was referring to shehiya, meaning put it on Friday afternoon. Lo yiten, you may not put anything even on Friday afternoon to stay on for Shabbos, shehiya, on a tanur, even if its heat source was just kashu gvava, the kindling and straw, and of course all the more so if it was actual wood, because we're afraid that you might come to stoke it up, because it's so effective in cooking, explains the Tzeres Tzrol, that even if there were one little tiny bit left of, you know, some sparks to be capitalized upon by stoking them up, then you could use that tanur, and therefore you cannot use the tanur at all, even if its heat source is just the kash gvava, the straw and stubble. Lo yiten, you can't put it on, according to the Chachamim, and it would be chazar, you can't return it to it, according to Chananya. Yiten would, according to Chananya, be chazara, put it back on Shabbos, meaning, according to Chananya, shehi would be permissible on a tanur. Bein mitocho, bein magabav, you cannot use it, neither mitocho, that would be like on a shelf inside the tanur, where it's extremely hot, or even al gabav, on its side. So according to the bar tanur, the pshat here isn't on top, but rather on the outside of the wall, which is, so all three are true. You cannot use the tanur, whether on a shelf inside the tanur, on top, on the stovetop, or even on the outside wall where it gets so hot. According to Chananya, again, the shehiya part would be permissible, but beyond that, not. Now we have a third kind of oven they used, or stove. This is not as hot as a tanur, but hotter than the kira. This is called the kupach. So the kupach is, again, kind of rectangular, but instead of having a space on top for two different pots, it only has space for one. So it's pretty much the fire burning directly beneath the stove on top, and therefore it gets hotter, but not as hot as a tanur because it's not concentrated on top. It's not a big fire on the bottom and a small space on top. It's not sloping inwards as the walls go up. So the kupach is in the middle. Kupach, if you have such a kupach, shesekua bakashu gvava, if its heat source had been the straw and stubble. So then, hareze kikiraim, then its halachas are the same as the kiraim, meaning that you could use it on Shabbos, according to the Chachamim, we're talking about shehiya, according to the Chananya, we're talking about chazara, and all the more so, shehiya. Begefes uve eitzim, however, if your kupach had been heated with gefes, remember that's the oily pulp, uve eitzim, that was wood logs. So in those cases, so then that heat, of course, is more intense, and there's something to be extracted from those half-burned-out things if you stoke them up again. Harehu katanur, its halacha is like a tanur, meaning you cannot use it at all. You cannot use the kupach at all on Shabbos if it has been heated by gefes, the oily pulp, or the eitzim, the wood. Now, period. Just as a side point here, as I said in the previous Mishnah, there are those shitas, that's the Baal Ma'or and the Ran, who hold that the requirements for grufa, for raking, isn't raking all the coals out, like the Bartanura learns, but rather just the groof of the previous Mishnah, the raking was raking the coals to the sides, away from being directly beneath the stovetop, and that would be sufficient, the same way that the placing of the ashes, the ketumah, is sufficient as indicating you're not planning on firing this thing up again and stoking it. So too, in the previous Mishnah, we said, according to the Ran and Balam Or, you could just rake the coals to the side, not out of the oven. So according to them, here, they would hold that raking the coals to the side is insufficient in the kupach, but pulling the coals out altogether would make it now usable, because not much really to stoke anymore, because you've pulled all the coals out. According to the Bartanura, there could be the one or two coals left. You can always stoke things again. Okay? Halach lemaisa, our stoves and ovens are treated like a kirayim, like the kira. That is to say, our ovens, so they don't open on top. There's not heat going up. They open from the side. Therefore, the heat is less intense. So they're like a kira. And Rav Moshe Paskins, even our range tops, the stoves, you know, with our range tops that we use, on top of our stoves. So those are also treated like a kira, says Rav Moshe. The minhag, of course, is to cover the knobs and the ranges themselves with a blech, with like a big metal covering, which has the status of being like of ketumah, of like applying ashes, because it shows you have no intention to fiddle with the fire on Shabbos. And I guess for the halacha lemaisa, Ashkenazim are even makel lektosos like Hananya, meaning you could do both shehiya and chazara to such a blech covered top. Again, for chazara to work, someone coming off the fire, if it's you would need to have certain conditions met. I think I mentioned the previous mishnah. If not, I'll stop. I won't mention them again here. Chazar is a little more complicated, putting things back on the fire, so you shouldn't look like you're cooking. But in any case, shehiya is certainly permitted. As we all know, we do leave our cholent going on Erev Shabbos, so it is warm for us and hot on Shabbos. And that's true even if the cholent went into Shabbos being raw. We still permit that.